This is a review of Mishneh Berurah, Siman Resh Mem Ches, and we're going to do the first part of Seif Aleph today in the Mechaber and the Ramah. This will take a little longer than usual because there's a lengthy introduction here in the Mishneh Berurah, which is very worthwhile. So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yutes, quotes a brisa which says, "Ein mafligim b'svina pachos migimel yamim kodem l'shabbos." You're not allowed to take a trip on a boat less than three days before Shabbos. And this is talking about Medvar Mamur and Dvar Rishus. That is only when you're going to do something that's a Rishus, Aval Dvar Mitzvah, Shapir Dami. And it's mutter to go for the sake of the Mitzvah. There are many reasons given in the Rishonim for this particular Isser, and the Mishneh Berurah quotes a number of them. Number one is maybe you will be stuck on the boat and you'll get in a situation of pikuach nefesh, and therefore you're putting yourself lichachila in a situation where you're going to have to be mechal shabbos. Even though that chil shabbos will be beheter, you're still not supposed to put yourself lichachila into that situation. The first dirshu footnote discusses this inyan at length. We won't get into it now, but definitely take a look over there. Number two, maybe the non-Jew who is running, who's captaining the ship, is going to have to do malacha for you, and therefore you're going to cause inevitable amir la'akum. Number three, isser of tchumen, which we'll see there's a discussion, would there be an isser tchumen in this type of a situation. Number four, bittul onik Shabbos, a person tends to get seasick, and if you go within 3 days of, your body is not used to being on the open water, and therefore you're going to get seasick, and you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of onik Shabbos. Another possible reason, number five, I think we're up to, is that it's going to it's like going swimming, and therefore you're going. There's the same gzeira that maybe you'll come to make some type of a raft or flotation device. Okay, now in terms of what, like we said before, in terms of the 3 day issue, so this is basically based on the idea that either number one, if you go within 3 days of Shabbos, it's more likely that you'll end up out there on Shabbos, and therefore it's going to cause pikuach nefesh or amir la'akom, etc. And not only that, but we have a klal that for the first 3 days of the week really are shayach to the previous Shabbos, and the next 3 days of the week, starting with Wednesday, as we'll see, that's debatable what 3 days means. But starting with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you have to be cognizant of the upcoming Shabbos, and therefore, leaving aside the issue of seasickness or anything like that, we assume that getting involved with the coming Shabbos is your job to be cognizant. Maybe I don't want to have to be mechal Shabbos, even beheter, and put myself in such a situation, and I'm only chayav to think about that within 3 days of Shabbos. Now let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Mutter lahachlig b'svina afilu be'erev Shabbos im holech l'dvar mitzvah. He takes the positive stance. It's mutter to go for the sake of a mitzvah, even on erev Shabbos. Right, uposekimo sheyishpos, but you should make a deal with the driver of the boat that he's going to stop for Shabbos. Achar kach lo yishpos in mekach klum, and even if he then refuses to stop, you don't have to worry about it. You did your due diligence. Now, Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph points out that you're going to obviously lose out on the mitzvah of onik Shabbos because of this, as he says, this was coming up in Sif Beis. Nevertheless, it's mutter because you're going for the sake of a mitzvah, and you're currently osik b'mitzvah, and therefore you're patur min mitzvah of onik Shabbos. In Sifkat and Beis, the Magen Avraham is quoted as saying that on Shabbos you cannot get on the ship in order even to go do a mitzvah, because you obviously can't make that part of the deal that he's going to stop on Shabbos because it is Shabbos. And he quotes other Acharonim hold that it's mutter, and he leaves it sort of as a tzarachian if you're going for the sake of a mitzvah. Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah points out that let's say the non-Jew says, "I'm not going to stop." Quotes from the Olas Shabbos that he has a suffix. We're not really sure. He points out that the Das Rov Acharonim is that it's only a mitzvah to try to tell the non-Jew to stop for Shabbos, but it is not ma'akev. You can get on the ship even if you know that he's not going to stop for Shabbos, since you told him you would like him to stop. And again, this goes to Pachos Mishlosh Yom, Sivkat and Dalid. What is considered 3 days in advance? So he says, Rov Acharonim hold Wednesday. However, the Gra says Wednesday is already considered 4 days in advance because we count Shabbos as one of the days, and therefore he holds you could get on the ship on Wednesday, whereas Rov Acharonim, including the Magen Avraham, hold that you can't get on the ship on Wednesday. You'd have to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, going back to the Shulchan Aruch, he says Aval Advar Rishus Ein Mafligim B'Svina, but for the sake of a Rishus, you're not allowed to get onto a ship Pachos Mishlosh Yamim Kodem HaShabbos, within 3 days of Shabbos. Again, either Wednesday or Thursday. Aval Kodem Shlosh Yamim, says the Ramah, before 3 days, Shari, it is Mutter. Afila Besvina Shemosh Chom Nasol Alidei Behemos. He quotes this Metzias that they had, that on very shallow water, they would have animals schlep the boat through the shallow water. And obviously that was a much less comfortable ride, apparently. And even if the water is not above 10 tvachim. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're saying, and Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkat and Zion, that this is a problem of tchumen. In general, we say that ein tchumen l'malam me'asara, that at least one day holds, that you don't have to be choshish for the tchum if the waters are more than 10 tvachim tall, and therefore the boat is considered l'mala from the tchum, and you don't have to worry about it. But here, we're less than asara. Nevertheless, he says that maybe you would say it would be asur for tchumen. He says, no, you started 3 days before Shabbos, so even if you end up with a tchum problem on Shabbos, that's not considered your fault at that point. It continues the Ramah, v'afil b'makam sheyitzarech ha-Yisrael la'asos achar kach malacha b'Shabbos l'holich ha-Svina. Even if at some point you're going to have to end up doing a malacha, now obviously we're talking about doing a malacha beheter because of pikuach nefesh, then still, if you took off more than 3 days in advance of Shabbos, it is not considered that you did this be'isser. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Tes points out to explain this that you should not prevent yourself from getting on the ship more than 3 days in advance. Obviously, you should do what is necessary to minimize the amount of malacha that you'll be doing on that ship, just as you would want to do that on any regular Shabbos. Now, a couple of important footnotes here in the Dirshu. There are many, but just highlight a couple. What do you do if the people working on the ship are non-from Jews? Quotes here from the Minchas Yitzchak, you can see what he quotes, but in terms of Rav Moshe Feinstein's Shita, he says that if nowadays in a modern ship, if there's no possibility to stop the ship on Shabbos, you're still allowed to get on it, even if the people on the ship, are running the ship, are Jews. It says, nevertheless, this is only b'shas hadchak, if it's really necessary, and you should try not to benefit from any of the malachos that they're doing personally for your behalf. Similarly, he quotes on a steamship nowadays if the non-Jews aren't actually doing anything, they're just working there. So he says there you can certainly get on the ship from the beginning of the week. Now, what about riding on a train or some other type of a subway or something like that for a long period of time? He quotes from the Chasam Sofer that one is not allowed to do this. And he says number one, there's a tchum problem. He says, you're going to be higher than 10 tefachim. He says, doesn't work, because if you're on a 4 tefach wide platform, even if you're l'mala mi-ten tvachim, it's still considered a problem of tchumen. And that's issue number one. He says, secondarily, there's going to be a problem of discomfort, meaning even if there isn't an issue of tchumen, so he says you're still going to be shaking back and forth, and you could get train sick, and that is a bittul of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Obviously, you have to cheshbon, as we'll come to in a second, what would be in a modern situation where the trains are more comfortable. And then he says, what about flying on an airplane? He quotes the Menchas Yitzchak that even if you're going to start flying before Shabbos, you have, number one, air sickness, and it's certainly not super comfortable to be sitting on a plane, even good planes that we have nowadays. And therefore, he says, according to the Ramban, it would be an Isser min HaTorah of Bittul Mitzvah Sonic Shabbos, and also the problem of Tchumen, and we don't want you to be Naneh from the Malacha of a non-Jew on Shabbos. So definitely don't be on a plane on Shabbos if you in any way, shape, or form you can avoid it. What about modern ships? So he quotes as far back as Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Maror Kitziah that nowadays our ships are very comfortable and the reasons of Bittul Onik Shabbos would not apply on these ships. He quotes, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv Bizman Azeh. However, he quotes Rabbi Nissim Karelitz, disagrees and says that even Bizman Azeh, both airplanes and ships are considered a problem of Bittul Onik Shabbos.